sound of the city.
98FM's Dublin Talks. Weekdays from 10am with Adrian Kennedy.
Now, next on the programme, something that we never discussed before, yet most of you listening are pet owners. Well, an awful lot of you listening are pet owners. Not everybody, but a lot of you are. And you love your pet, just like I do with our two dogs. Love them to bits. You treat your cat or your dog like a member of the family, and you miss them when they're when you're away. If you're one of these pet lovers, we've a few questions for you. Okay. When you go away on holidays, do you miss your pet terribly? When you're away, do you regularly ring the kennel or the family member who's minding your dog or your cat to check how they're getting on? Are you a pet lover who actually won't go away for, say, a two-week holiday because you don't want to be away from your pet for too long? If you're that soldier, I'd love to hear from you on 6797981. You can text or WhatsApp us on 0877 989898. There's a reason I'm asking these questions. A report out today by Aldi shows that 96% of pet owners regard their pet as a member of the family. Okay? And it gets better. And it gets better. More than 50% of people said that they would find it harder to leave their dog or cat for a week than their family or their partner, because they can keep in touch with their partner or their family on the phone and they'd miss their pet too much. Are you one of those pet owners who does miss them when you're away on holidays? And how do you cope with being away from your pet? I'd love to hear from you on this on 6797981. You can text or WhatsApp the programme 0877 989898. And for Natalie, who sent us a message there a couple of minutes ago, Natalie, answer your phone. The lads are trying to ring you. She says, I am a canine carer. That's my full-time job. When people go on holiday, they have the option to text me, FaceTime, and also check Facebook, where I post updates of their dogs on holidays with me. So they say it really helps them. Fantastic, Natalie. And in fact, Sean, who minds our dogs when we're away on holidays, he does the exact same thing, which is really fantastic. He sends us photographs of the dogs out walking and blah, blah, blah. So you know that they're fit and healthy. I know last year when we were away on our honeymoon in Australia, we were in Sydney for the fireworks on New Year's Eve. And Sean sent us a photograph of our dog Molly looking at the fireworks in Sydney on the telly, which is deadly. It really was. Anyway, I'd love to hear from you on this on 6797981. Are you somebody who misses your pets dreadfully when you go on holidays, more than you would a family member? Now, we're lucky because we found somebody very decent who minds our dogs when we're away, and we know they're safe. We know they're well looked after. They're not in a kennel. They're in Sean's house, and we're very happy with Molly and Sparky being minded. But you do kind of miss them, and as somebody said, yeah, we get a photograph and all that, but you can't talk to them. If I'm away even from my missus, I can ring her and talk to her. You can't with the dogs. So if you're somebody, because apparently more than 50% of people said they would find it harder to leave their dog or cat for a week than their family or their partner, because they can keep in touch with their family on the phone, but they miss their pet too much because you just don't get to see them the same. It's not the same. Call me right now on 6797981. Text or WhatsApp 0877 989898. You can send us a WhatsApp voice message to that same number, 0877 989898. And maybe you're somebody who just point blank refuses to go on a holiday because you've nobody to mind the dogs. Some say having pets is actually more difficult for you to go on a holiday than it is having kids. Martina, you're on 98FM. Hiya, Martina.
Hiya.
Now, Martina, you hate leaving your dogs.
Oh, my God, yes.
How many have you got? Oh, you have four?
Four dogs, yeah.
Oh, right, that's a big family.
Yeah, four huskies.
Oh, four huskies, so they're not even little doggies, they're big.
No, they're big.
And yeah. Do you go away?
We Yes, but last year was our last family holiday away because my husband is refusing to leave them.
Oh, right, so that's it then?
Yeah, that's it, yeah. Weekends away or the dogs come with us.
Oh, so no more holidays in Spain or anything for a week or two? It's gone now?
No, yeah, planning on getting a camper van.
And travelling around Ireland with the four huskies?
Yeah.
Really?
Honestly, yeah, it's mad, yeah. They're better looked after than we are, the kids are.
And could you not have gotten somewhere for them to be minded?
Oh, yeah, we've got great boarding kennels, but not anymore. They just, no, it's not worth it.
Because it's so expensive?
No, it's worth it. We pay for the top money for them, but it's just, we miss them terrible, and then we come back and they are all stressed out and the routine is up, you know, gone different, so no.
Well, I have to say, when we go on holidays and when we come home, Sparky, who's our eldest dog, he is like a spoiled brat when we come home. He won't talk to us for the whole week. He's in a huff for the whole week.
Oh, yeah, like a mood. That's it. Yep. They literally turn against us this week, even though they're spoiled rotten.
Yeah.
Our dogs are really, really spoiled rotten. They are. We've got two huskies from Dublin Huskies Rescues, and the other two but they are just like amazing dogs. But when we leave them, they treat us like they make us pay for it.
Wow. Okay, so, yeah, and like I said, Sparky does the exact same thing. He is in a huff for the whole week after we get back. And you can tell he's in a completely different mood. It's bizarre, but anyway. Okay, so no more holidays for you. You're getting a camper van to travel the country.
Hopefully, yes, that's the plan.
That's hilarious. All right, brilliant, Martina. Thanks very much indeed. 6797981 is our telephone number. Text or WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp voice message to 0877 98 98 98. Lauren, tell me about your mammy.
She's going to kill me.
No, go on.
Yeah, no, my mother, she won't leave the dog at all for more than a couple of hours. She brings the dog to work with her. Yeah, well, she brings him, has him in the car, like, or she'll bring him in or whatever, like, you know, but she won't leave her anywhere, like, you know. But her bosses are American, and their daughter was getting married in San Francisco, and they offered to bring her over first class for 3 weeks to San Francisco, all paid. I wouldn't trust Annie's with my dog. No, wouldn't go.
Now, what sort of a dog is it?
A Jack Russell.
A little squeaky Jack Russell.
She'll chase you down for that.
Oh, right. But hang on, she turned down a 3-week all expenses paid holiday to San Francisco because of her squeaky Jack Russell.
Yeah, and these people keep ringing her and asking her to come, and she keeps saying no.
Oh, sorry, this hasn't actually happened yet.
Oh, no, the wedding's over, but they keep wanting her to come over. And
she has an offer to go to San Francisco, all expenses paid, for a holiday. Now, I'd love to go to San Francisco, I've never been there. And she won't because of the dog.
She said, we won't look after the dog the way she does. And same with weddings, she'll organise weddings. And okay, I can go for a couple of hours and then I have to leave. She won't. Everything goes. Works.
God, I'm sure she wasn't like that when you were a child.
She went away, no problem, when we were small. She had no problem leaving us when we were small.
That's hilarious. That is. By the way, whoever it is who's offering that trip to San Francisco, I'll take it.
I'll take it too.
All right, that's a brilliant story, Lauren. Thanks very much indeed.
No bother.
Call me right now on 6797981. Text or WhatsApp 0877 98 98 98. If you run a dog kennel, are my dogs safe with you? I know they're safe with Sean, the man that looks after our dogs. But you do kind of miss them. You do. Now, he's great and he sends us pictures and all of that, which I love to get. But it's not, you can't talk to them. Even if you ring on FaceTime, they don't react. Tina, you're on 98FM. Tina's in Donegal. How are you, Tina?
How are you, Adrian?
You got a dog in October.
Oh, sweet Lord, help me. Yeah, I did.
And go on, tell me about your little dog.
Yeah, we got Eddie in October.
Oh, Eddie.
Okay. I had to remind my grandkids and they're all in school now, so I decided I'll get a dog, get out walking, lose a bit of weight. But I can't leave the dog at all in the house. It's frantic. When I even get up to put on my coat, it gets, you know, all nervous.
And what sort of a dog is Eddie?
It's a rescue dog. It's they said it's a Kerry Blue Cross. Now, it looks more like a poodle.
Right.
But, I love the dog. absolutely love the dog. I hate going out leaving it because it cries like a human. I bought it a kennel, stated it stay out the back. No, wasn't having any of that. It, you know, it wants to be at my side all the time, sits beside me on the couch, sleeps in the bed. Oh, no, my husband throws it out of the bed, but like when he gets up, the dog is in the bed. It's just, it's attached to me side constantly. And I apologise now. I got a present of a weekend away at Christmas, and I don't know what I'm going to do because I can't leave this dog at all. And like, I'm conscious when I'm out with the shop, the thing is howling. I mean, crying like a banshee.
Now, they do say, and they do warn, I know the all the animal charities, they do warn that a dog is not just for Christmas, it's for life. And not a true word do they speak, because you are taking on as big a responsibility as having kids.
Oh, it's bigger. Yeah. Now, I mean, I love this animal. There's no way, she's not going anywhere.
But that's your holiday day's over.
It's, well, what can I do?
And you know, have you nobody that would mind Eddie?
Well, I don't. I mean, I'm actually babysitting now at the minute as we speak. My daughter had to go out to a funeral, and I had to leave Eddie. I had to leave Eddie at home because they wouldn't have her.
But Eddie's at home losing his shit, is he?
Absolutely. Losing the plot. You know, and when I go, I jump up on the table.
So if I were to give you a free holiday to Spain, you wouldn't be able to take me up on the offer?
I'd have to bring the dog.
It's not that easy, yeah.
No, it's not that. I never realised, I mean,
what you were taking on.
No, I didn't. I really didn't.
But you love him to bits. That's the main thing.
I love him to bits. But
good to talk to you, Tina. Thanks very much indeed. Joanna, tell me about your bunny.
Well, basically, my bunny rabbit sadly has gone, passed away over a year ago. So I am still heartbroken. Like, I can't even talk about it without, you know what I mean, tearing my eyes. But I basically never had a bunny rabbit. So when I got him, I didn't know what to do with him, really. So I trained him like a dog. So he became like a half dog, half bunny. He slept with me on a blanket on a bed. He has a little ramp so he can jump easily on my bed. So he was the loopy ear one. So even looking at him was really sad because he looked sad because of his ears.
And okay, so I've never had a bunny myself. Are they good pets, by the way?
They're very good pets. I basically trained him so he would, like, he was going back to his hutch to have a poo or you know, number one. So really, like, where people think that bunny rabbits are just stupid and you just have to keep them in a garden or in a hutch, like, because that's what they think, that's what they do. Children, really great idea, to be honest.
Okay, so the bunny rabbit, what was his name?
Well, I call him Bobek, but Bobek in my language means bunny poo.
And okay, so even going to work was difficult, and for the whole time that you had your bunny, you didn't have a holiday.
No, I didn't. I went home for literally like a couple of days, so I literally begged my friend to move into my place just to sleep with him in one bed because I wouldn't go. And I, like, every day I was freaking out. He was like, he was the best pet I ever had. So keep missing him, yeah.
And would you get another one?
No.
No.
See, the bunny rabbits live really short. So even taking the pet home, like, you still keep thinking like he's going to die in a couple years time and you're going to be heartbroken again. So I would.
Okay, so you just can't deal with the heartbreak anymore.
No, it's just too hard to have a pet because they love you unconditionally, not like a human. So it's just too hard to lose any of the pets when you have them.
Oh.
You made me cry.
stay there for a second because Barbara, you're on 98 FM. How are you, Barbara?
How are you?
Barbara, you run a kennel and a cattery down in Wexford.
Yes, we do, in Ferns.
In where?
Ferns.
Oh, in Ferns in County Wexford. Very good. Yes. Actually, our dogs go to Wexford as well for their holidays. But anyway, yeah, absolutely. So, Barbara, you have some advice for people who have pets like this.
Well, with pets that are very attached to their owners, it's important that they are socialised.
Yes.
We do a lot of socialisation here with dogs that come into the kennels. We mix them and let them play with other dogs of their own temperaments. We've had a high success rate.
So yeah, so it's important, and I know this to be true. We know with our dog, our first dog, he was very antisocial. He's still not great, but once we brought another dog into the house, he had no choice but to start getting on with her. She's here to stay, so he had to give way a little bit. So it is important that they learn to socialise.
Oh, very important, absolutely, and a little bit of time and guidance will be a success.
Okay, so in terms of you're not just talking about socialising with other animals, but socialising with other people.
With other people as well.
Yeah, because that lady who sent me a message a while ago about the dog would mope around for the whole 4 weeks that she was away, a dog needs to be taught not to be doing that.
Yes, you have to teach the dog.
Yeah.
And get them used to their new environment.
And how do you look after the dogs? Like, are they in kennels or... You know,
they would have their own individual kennel and play area, and then we have larger play yards where we would take the dogs out and mix them socially and play with them and let them play with one another and have a bit of fun.
All right. Oh, very good. All right. Thanks very much indeed, Barbara. And let me just bring in one last call, and that's Vanessa. You're on 98FM. Vanessa, you can't even go to the shops, never mind a holiday.
No, not even the shop.
So what sort of a dog have you got?
I've 3 dogs and 2 cats. One is a pug. The other one is a mix between a pug and a Jack Russell, so it's a jug.
I've got one of them. I've got a jug.
And a miniature Yorkshire. Little Yorkie.
Now, like I said, you know, they tell us that the commitment you're taking on when you take on a dog or dogs is a commitment for life. And it really is, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is, yeah.
People don't realise how much commitment it actually takes. So no more holidays for you?
No, I wouldn't mind a holiday, but that was actually my only ever holiday I got to go on when I did have pets. But now, even going to the shop for bread and milk or something, I dread it. I worry non-stop if they're crying, if they're eating, or just like that girl said, even when I go to the shops, even my ma texts me, oh, they're moping, they're wondering where you are, and she sends me a video of them crying or, you know, scraping the door or something like that.
Oh, God love you. God love you. Now, we have the exact same thing, I have to be honest, but not quite that bad. But, yeah, you're taking on a lifelong commitment. Fair play, Vanessa. Thanks very much indeed for your call. And thank you for all of your calls. I think it's important. We could actually talk about that for the whole day with the volume of calls coming in. But what I will say to you is there are many, many brilliant kennels the length and breadth of the country, and not just kennels. Some people, like the guy who minds our dogs, he is down in Wexford. We do drop the dogs down to Wexford when we're going on holidays, but himself and his wife, they look after the dogs in their own home, and they're really well looked after. I'm delighted with the way they're looked after. They seem very happy when they get there if we're going away. So what I would say is, yes, I know it's difficult to leave them, but you still need a holiday if you want to have a holiday and get away from them for a while. And let them have a little break. It's like when you were a kid going off to your granny's. You'd loved it. Anyway, thank you for your calls. This is 98FM.
98FM's Dublin Talks. With Des Kelly Interiors. New store now open at Belgard Road, Tallaght. 98FM.